Hello, I'm Bonnie Stachowiak with the Educational Leadership Doctoral Program at Concordia University. Stay tuned for Beyond the Cloud and today's topic, character. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Cloud, supporting the six C's with educational technology. The six C's are character, citizenship, collaboration, communication, creativity, and critical thinking and problem solving. The problem in society today is that the world is rapidly changing, but the field of education seems to be stuck in the dark ages with the assembly line structured classrooms and the modes of outdated instruction. We ask ourselves, are we preparing our students to succeed in life beyond the classroom? The purpose of this podcast and the six episodes are twofold. We hope to connect theory with practice by providing examples of why the six C's are crucial for student success. Secondly, we hope to provide numerous examples of how easy it is to integrate education technology that accelerates learning and excites the classroom. So sit back, relax, tighten your seatbelts, and enjoy as we take you beyond the cloud. Mariah, can you tell us, why is it character important?
Well, I think at this point, you know, character is really what our future is dependent on. A child's character, a person's character, if you can trust somebody. And right now, we are actually in a global learning crisis. And I mentioned that part of the definition of character is learning to learn. At this point, we're in a learning crisis, and half of the children, and according to a recent TED Talk by Dr. Amel, said that 330 million children in school are in school but failing to learn. And if we do nothing, if nothing changes by 2030, just 13 years from now, half of the world's children and youth, which is 1.6 billion, will be either out of school or failing to learn. Instead, students are learning how to be invisible, how to make excuses, and how to manipulate educational system. This is exactly what happened to James Hudson. He never learned to read or write. His story is not an isolated outlier, but rather gives a voice to students who are still silently suffering. They will no longer ask for help. They're too embarrassed. Their deficits will surface, infrequent excuses, absences, and behavior problems, to name a few. James Hudson's illiteracy led him to believe the only way he could make money was to sell drugs, which ultimately led to his incarceration. James represents many members of our population today. The humanitarian crisis is dominant, so people that have character are truly needed. William Kirkpatrick, is author of Why Johnny Can't Tell Right from Wrong, explains, "The core problem facing our school is a moral one. All the other problems derived from it, even academic reform, depends on putting character first. Today, with the support of technology and the intentional integration of character across grade levels and disciplines, this crisis can be averted. In fact, Fullan believes engaging students in deeper learning has already started what he calls a learning revolution. Through urgency, knowledge, and capacity, schools can create a synergetic breakthrough in our societal learning, thus resulting in the early stages of a potentially powerful confluence of factors that could transform education. I think most, if not all, educators went into the profession to make a difference and to help individuals become self-actualized, reaching their fullest human. However, once teachers enter the profession, they're given little guidance on how to do so. Many educators, I believe, feel overwhelmed, ill-equipped, and afraid. They want to help, but they're not sure how."
We're going to go to another short video that encapsulates or highlights some of the things that we're talking about with character. So we'll be right back after this message about character. Welcome back.
Absolutely. I'm going to be talking about character, and character is something that in many ways is kind of disappearing from many schools. It's not something that teachers necessarily have to teach. We don't have curriculum for it. And so at this point, I think out of all the C's, it needs some attention. It could use some attention. And if we give it attention, I believe that we will be helping students, not just today, but in the future, and it will be developing who they truly become.
That's great. And I like your focus on the fact that you said character is disappearing. And I think that's evident all around us, but it's up to each individual to remain strong and have a clear set of morals and a clear set of values and help reinforce others. So with that said, I like some of the things that you shared with me as far as the stories that you had to tell, the other things. You had some really good quotes, and I wanted to know that, let's do this. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to hear more about Mariah's story on disappearing character.
William Bennett, former Secretary of Education, adds that it's our character that supports the promise of our future far more than a particular government, programs, or policies. And Winston Churchill said that the first duty of the universe is to teach wisdom, not a trade, character, not technicalities. Thus, we clearly see the importance and benefit of character education.
If I could jump in for a minute there, Mariah, I just came away with three pearls of wisdom that I wanted to share that you had said. One of those being that character really is about learning to learn.
Right.
And
right.
The second one is that you mentioned that our future really is dependent upon character. And to wrap up, the third thing that you said is that our schools are dependent on character because we need good people with good character running our schools.
Absolutely.
And so before we wrap up, we're going to go to another short video that encapsulates or highlights some of the things that we're talking about with character. So we'll be right back after this message about character.
Good character?
So what does good character mean to you?
Good character means to me that, like, they're...
So having good character means to always be kind and selfless and brave.
Someone with good character is amazing and funny.
That you're positive, you're always helping other people out, you're not caring about yourself, you're caring about other people, and you do anything you can to help them out.
Someone with good character is really nice.
Someone who has good character, like, follows the laws, like, no littering and stuff like that.
A good character is a person who always does the right thing.
It means you're funny and you're nice and you care about people and you do good things!
Good character is someone who's honest and tells the truth.
Good character means always being positive and always having a good attitude. Because when you're positive and have a good attitude, good things will happen to you.
Someone with a good character respects people and has a great sense of humor.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's great to be back.
And where would you like to go now with this?
Well, I think it's important to start with, and probably a lot of people that are listening right now wonder, what do you mean by character? And that's exactly what I was asking myself as I began to delve into the research. Even though I teach character, it's something that I have incorporated into nearly every single day of my class. And by the way, I am a sixth grade teacher. For those of you that don't know, I'm also in the doctorate program, as is Jonathan and everybody else that'll be on this podcast. So I started to ask myself, what is character? And what I ended up with was more definitions than I could even explain. I'm gonna give you a couple. So Aristotle, as many of you know, the Greek philosopher, explained that character reveals moral purpose, exposing the classes of things a man chooses and avoids. He believed that good character with it was the highest power of causing a thing to be believed. President Eisenhower lists character as part of the qualities that actually lead you to greatness. He stated vision, integrity, courage, understanding, the power of articulation, and the profundity of character was what led you to being a great person. Booker T. Washington, African-American educator, calls character power. The dictionary believes that character is the way that somebody feels, thinks, or behaves. But as we're going into this chapter, as we're talking about character and we're really looking at Michael Fullan's six C's, he defines character as learning to learn, grit, tenacity, perseverance, resilience, self-regulation, responsibility, empathy, and contributing to the safety and benefit of others. So really, we could go on and on about what is character, and I'm sure we all have our own definition of character, but I believe all of us could agree that character is important. In fact, it may be the very thing that causes somebody to be hired or not. So you might ask, what's the importance of character?
I really appreciate you giving us these quotes from these great individuals. We've heard about how Aristotle looked at the purpose. We looked at Eisenhower. We looked at Booker T. Washington. We looked at the dictionary and what Merriam-Webster had to say. But let's take a look at this brief little clip, if we could. Mariah, I'm sorry. We're going to take a look at a short clip that talks a little bit about character. We'll be right back with more after this character message.
Good character?
So what does good character mean to you?
Good character means to me that, like, they're...
So having good character means to always be kind and selfless and brave.
Someone good character is amazing and funny.
That you're positive, you're always helping other people out. You're not caring about yourself, you're caring about other people, and you do anything you can to help them out.
Someone with good character is really nice.
Someone who has good character, like, follows the laws, like, no littering and stuff like that.
A good character is a person who always does the right thing.
It means you're funny and you're nice and you care about people and you do good things.
Good character is someone who's honest and tells the truth.
Good character means always being positive and always having a good attitude, because when you're positive and have a good attitude, good things will happen to you.
Someone with a good character respects people and has a great sense of humor.
Okay, and we're back. In case you just joined us, we're speaking with Mariah Mayer. And did I pronounce that last name correctly?
Yes, good job. Oh,
okay, great, thank you. And can you talk and can you address a few issues of character as it relates to the benefits of displaying positive character or the importance of being a good character, a good person?
Right. Back when I explained the definition of learning to learn, which was part of Fullan's definition, Joanna Quinn's, they talk about being able to learn. Sometimes we don't know if students are learning. How do we really know students are learning? In fact, many students sit in class and they look like they're engaged, but unfortunately, they're failing to learn. According to Dr. Emil Carball in her recent TED Talk, believes that we are facing what she is calling a global learning crisis. She said today there are 330 million children in school, but failing to learn. And if we do nothing, if nothing changes by 2030, which is only 13 years from now, half of the world's children and youth, which is 1.6 billion, will be either out of school or failing to learn. Instead, students are learning how to be invisible, how to make excuses, and how to manipulate the educational system. This is exactly what happened to a friend of mine that I met in Skid Row. His name is James Hudson.
I hope you have enjoyed this podcast produced by educational leadership doctoral students from Concordia University. Be sure to tune in next time for the next episode on citizenship. Have a great day, and we'll see you beyond the cloud.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.